This is the story about the three little pigs. Look on page one in your picture book and you'll see them. They look somewhat alike, but there's one of them that's different from the other two. That's the one in the overalls. I'll tell you about them if you'll turn the page whenever you hear the bell. Like this. There, you should be on page two now. And there is the first little pig who built his house of straw.
I built my house of straw. I built my house of hay. I toot my flute, I don't give a hoot, and I play around all day.
Yes, he quickly built his house of straw so that he'd have plenty of time to sing and play. While the second little pig, well, let's take a look at his house.
I built my house of sticks. I built my house of twigs. With a hey diddle diddle, I play on the fiddle while I dance all kinds of jigs.
Yes, the second pig built his house quickly, too. He built his of sticks so that he'd have time to sing and play. But the third little pig, that's the one I was telling you about, let's take a look at him.
I built my house of stone. I built my house of bricks. I have no chance to sing and dance, 'cause work and play don't mix.
Of course, building a house of brick was a lot more work than making one out of straw or hay. So the third little pig was much too busy to sing and dance. The other two pigs, their houses all finished, came dancing by his house. And when they saw how hard he was working, they just laughed at him.
Look at our brother, working on a brick house. That takes too long.
Isn't he silly? He should come and sing and dance with us.
He don't take no time to play, time to play, time to play. All he does is work all day.
While his two brothers laughed at him and went on singing and dancing, the third little pig went right on with his work. He mixed the cement and fastened the bricks securely in place, one at a time. It was hard work and it took a long time, but you could see the house was going to be very strong. But the other pig still laughed at him until he finally turned to them and said,
"You can play and laugh and fiddle. Don't think you can make me sore. I'll be safe and you'll be sorry when the wolf comes to your door."
But the other two pigs just laughed at him. So off went the two little pigs on their merry way, while the third little pig went back to work finishing up his house. But while this was going on, the wolf really was nearby. He knew the pigs were in the woods, and he was planning to sneak up on them when they weren't looking. You see, wolves like to eat little pigs, and that's just what this big, bad wolf was planning to do. He jumped behind trees, crawled along the ground, and finally got so close to the two little pigs, he could hear them singing.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Big bad wolf, big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
I'll punch him in the nose.
I'll tie him in a knot.
I'll kick him in the shin.
We'll put him on the spot.
But as they laughed, the wolf jumped out from behind the tree and... pigs really saw the wolf, all their singing and laughing suddenly stopped. They were so frightened they started to run as fast as their little pig's legs could carry them. And the wolf, who was a very fast runner, started after them, feeling sure that he would soon have some nice roast pig for dinner.
Hurry, hurry! He's right behind us! I'm coming as fast as I can!
Stop! I'll catch you in anyway!
I'm going to my house and lock the door! And I'm going to my house and lock the door, too!
Stop! Stop, do you hear? I'll get you! I'll get you, you little pigs!
wolf right behind them, the pigs ran straight home. The first little pig ran to his straw house, scooted inside, shut the door, and locked it. And the second little pig scooted into his house of sticks, shut the door, and locked it. And they thought they were safe, but the wolf ran up to the first little pig's house and said,
"Open the door and let me in!" I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in!
And there went the first little pig's house of straw. One big blow by that wolf, and it was blown completely away.
Now I've got you, you little pig!
And off ran the little pig straight for his brother's house, the one made of sticks. And before the wolf could catch him, his brother had opened the door just long enough to let him in. But he shut it before the wolf could make it. And both little pigs now thought they were safe, because the wolf couldn't break in the wooden door, and he finally said,
"Curses! Well, they're too smart for me. I guess I'll go home."
But he only pretended to run away, and pretty soon he was back, with a sheepskin over him and a bottle in his mouth. He settled himself in a basket in front of the pig's door and...
Who's there?
I'm a poor little sheep with no place to sleep. Please open the door and let me in.
Now for the hair of our chinny chin chin, you can't fool us with that old sheepskin.
I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in.
And the flimsy stick house blew completely away, leaving the two pigs standing right in front of the wolf. Well, did they ever turn around and start to run, with the wolf right after them. And you might guess where they headed. Straight for their brother's house, the one the third little pig had built of bricks and stones. Into the brick house they ran, while the third little pig shut and locked the door behind them and said,
"See, I told you what would happen when that big wolf came around. Only bricks and stones are wolf-proof. Now at last you're safe and sound."
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Big bad wolf, big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the... Who's there?
Open the door and let me in. And I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in.
But he couldn't budge that brick house. Suddenly he looked up on the roof and got an idea. He tried coming down the chimney. So up on the roof he went and began wiggling down the chimney. But inside, the third little pig saw soot falling down the chimney, and he knew what the crafty old wolf was up to. So he took the lid off the pot and poured turpentine into it. Well, by the time the wolf had managed to squeeze down the chimney, the fire had made that turpentine pretty hot, and...
Ow! Oh, 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 oh.
Well, a dose of that hot turpentine was enough for him. He'd gone back up that chimney so fast he didn't know what had happened. And off he ran. He'd had just about enough of those pigs. And that brick house. while the three little pigs, safe inside, had a bit of a celebration. For you see, the pigs had learned their lesson. There's a time for work and a time for play.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Big bad wolf, big bad wolf. Who's afraid?